Dinabandhu is a very wonderful and very humble Vaishnava, and he is a person, a friend of ours, who has taken a lot of care of us and a few wonderful devotees who have taken shelter here. So it's very, very nice that we can be here today again under Dinabandhu's kind care. Dinabandhu, very anand to see you, very anand to see you. Radhe, Radhe. Hare Krishna. Yes. I want to ask you all to raise your hands lovingly. Dinabandhu Prabhuji ki jai. Hare Krishna. They're very happy to be here.
Have a nice snow fall then.
He says, Thakurji, that means the deities will take care of you, there will be no problems for you here. Also, I'm very grateful to have my long-term friend and my personal teacher, actually, in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and in subjects which I cannot understand, many subjects, here with me, our Danuda Swami, who will address all of us lovingly and who will speak not only to all of us here but to the world through this camera, the modern invention. It's for internet camera. Oh. Yeah, we can plug it in and then you will be everywhere. As always, I'm very, very grateful for the devotees who stay here, these wonderful jewels of Krishna's Kripa who have arranged for us also to hear and who prefer to be unnamed. We want to have this evening, which approaches the Kartik time, a program which will prepare us for the Kartik months, Radharani's months. We will sing appropriate bhajans, and then we will request Sachi Devi to chant for us the Chalisa, that is the glorification of Giriraj, as the Brijbasi steward, so that we learn the culture here. Srila Prabhupada used to refer us to the local people to get to know more of Krishna. Today we will do so. Then I will request either Danuda Swami to speak. It depends. He has a telephone conference all over the world at 6:30. So if we are in that time, either he will speak first or I will speak first. We have to see what time it is by then so that he's free to do his telephone call. So let us start this very wonderful thing. I really request you to first of all do something which we do, the Bhuta Shuddha meditation, which is really meditation to bring us there where we are, to bring us in contact to what we are doing, to bring us on a spiritual platform. Please, for a moment, just look around here and just be here. Just see the tree, see Radha Kanhaiya Lal, see Srimati Tulasi Devi, see the wonderful parrots, and just come here. Forget about your mind. Mind is not useful for spiritual life. Just look around, feel. Krishna Chaitanya, then Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Siva Sari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Siva Sari Gaura Vakta Vrinda Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vrittaya Utale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta
Hare Rama, Rama
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
It is very, very nice if in the beginning we will actually hear from Dhanuradas Swami. Then we will have the Chalisa, and then we will have another talk. So if we may request you to talk to us, I believe you have a certain subject. Krishna Rupa, we are waiting for you.
What?
It's okay if I record it.
You must.
Om Ajnana Timarandasya Gyananjana Shavakaya Chaksurun Malatam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Adadanas Chanam Dante Idam Yache Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padamboja Dulisham Janma Janmani Vairagya Yug Bhakti Risham Payatnai apayama manabhipsamandam kripam buddhiya paraduka duki sanatanastam prabhumasriyami vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindhu bhayevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasade Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
So one of the 64 transcendental qualities of Sri Krishna is that he is an expert judge of time, place, and circumstances. These type of qualities his devotee could also possess. So I think Srila Satchinandana Maharaj is an expert judge of time, place, and circumstance. The reference, I think, is given where Uddhava is speaking to Krishna, that you're an expert judge of time, place, and circumstance because you pick the best place in the world, Vrindavan. At the best time of the year, the Kartik season, to have the most wonderful Leela, the Rasa dance. So this place is very ideal. It's the best time. Just see, even just the weather in the evening, so cool. And the best circumstance, so many wonderful devotees, and I'm overjoyed, actually, to be with all of you. My dear godbrother and his disciples. Sisha, or disciple, means one who takes the mood of the guru. So I'm swimming here in the bhav of Satchinandana Maharaj. And feeling very, very grateful, which is another quality of Krishna. Krishna is so grateful that he said to Draupadi, even you chanted my name once, I am eternally grateful. So that's also a very important quality, to have gratitude. Because without the quality of gratitude, you can't experience mercy. Without experience mercy, you can't experience love. You can't have devotion. The devotee must be very grateful. And therefore, being here, we're so grateful. Nama Shreshtam Manumapi Sachi Putram Atrasarupam Rupam Tasyagrajam Uruparim Matra Ghostavatim Radha Kundam Girivarambaho Radhika Madhavamsam Prapto Yasya Pratita Kripaya Tamnamo Tatosti. Grateful for all these gifts that we're given. Nama Shreshtam. Talking about the Guru, the best thing, Nama Shreshtam, he's given the holy name of Krishna. Nama Shreshtam, Manumapi, Sachi Putra, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Atra Sarupam, Rupam, Tasyagra Uprimatara, Ghostavatim, and the residence of Braj, he's given. and it's bitten, it's already Prasad.
Radha Kundam Girivaram Maho Radhika Madhava, everything. These are gifts. So when you come here, be very, very grateful. One time I was in one temple in Texas, America, with Prabhupada. And Texas is known for everything being big. If you don't know American culture, you don't need to know it, but this is relevant. There's one state where everything is big. The hats are big, the cars are big, the people are big.
The egos are big.
Everything. So one tall devotee, Texan, 6'6", I don't know what that is in meters, stands up and asks Prabhupada, How can we repay you? And Prabhupada said, just remain obliged. So we should be bathing here in gratitude for the gifts that have been given in Guru Parampara from the six Goswamis, Srila Prabhupada, through our spiritual master, given us Vrindavan. There's one devotee in Vrindavan, he's been there maybe 40 years. His name is Vishal Prabhu. And he was a little, some people would say a little eccentric, but when Prabhupada came to Vrindavan, he saw Prabhupada and he just kept on running up and down and saying, Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. And Prabhupada said, you like it? He said, yes. Then Prabhupada said, it's yours. So, this is gift we're getting. Is gift we're getting. And we should treasure the gift. One of the most serious offenses to the holy name is to commit sin on the strength of chanting. Why? Because what it means is you're thinking that I can do this activity because I'm being purified by the holy name, which means you're using the holy name in the service of your sinful activity. So you're not appreciating it. So we should come here with the greatest value for this gift of the Holy Dham. And we should treat it with the highest regard. Sachinandana Swami doesn't remember this. This was about 15 or 20 years, maybe 20 years ago in Vrindavan. And His Holiness Satsrup Maharaj came. He's actually coming again in January, end of January, to spend a month in Vrindavan. Remember, he came. But when he came, so many of his disciples came. But not for chanting and hearing so much, but, you know, to get counsel and ask him questions and, you know, this problem and everything. And he spoke to Sachinandana Swami. I don't think you remember, but you gave him some advice in a humble way because you were considering, and, you know, he's such a senior Vaishnav, so you wouldn't feel like I'm instructing him, but somehow he revealed Guyam Yachi Prichati. He revealed his heart to you. And you felt, and you said, you gave him some advice that the most important thing when you come to the Dham is to keep it sacred. And you see that Sachinanda Maharaj has keep it. He doesn't come here for the ordinary activities that you can do other places. He very much makes every arrangement to keep this special and sacred. That it's not an ordinary place, and it's not a place where we do ordinary activities. So if you are his disciples, and you're keeping in his mood, you also have to keep it sacred. As he was mentioning here, the mind and all the other things that you have, that's left behind. And if you keep it sacred, you'll I know I've just been, I was fortunate to live here by Prabhupada's mercy for 20 years. And now the last 12 years, practically straight, without leaving. And the last 12 years, I'm spending some time in the West and I'm preaching. And that was my worry when I came this year. Because you adopt a certain mode in the West, and maybe some attachments seep in. Will I be able to appreciate Vrindavan? I was a little bit worried, but it's such a special place. Whenever I come to Vrindavan, the first thing that I do, of course we have the example of Akrura when he came to Vrindavan, to express the sacredness of Vrindavan. The first thing he did is he rolled in the sand, the dust of Vrindavan. Not an ordinary place. First thing I do is I go right from the airport to a holy river. I cannot imagine going into Vrindavan without the purification first. So this year I came to Govardhan, so I went to Radhakund, and even a week or two ago it was so over flooding with prem that the middle of Radha, between Radha and Shyamakund, is called the Sangam, where they join. But the water was over the Sangam. And you can sit on the steps with the water up to your neck, begging for the mercy of Radhikash to enter into the Dham. It's a sacred space, but it's a very high sacred space. In the Upadeshamrita by Srila Rupa Goswami, he says that one place can be higher than another. Even in the, and we know that even Prabhupada translates some Sanskrit words. I forgot. Nityananda, what would be the words for, what is it?
Good, better, best.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? What are those words in Sanskrit? Like, one is better than the other. So in the Upadeshamrita, it describes, you know, better than the material world is the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, there's Vaikuntha planets. And then higher than that is the Brajabhumi, Mathura Mandala. Within that is the 12 forests of Vrindavan, and better than that is the forest of Vrindavan itself. From the Krishna Balaram Mandir to Govardhan, we're still in the forest of Vrindavan. If we go to Barsana and we go to Nandagram, we're still in the forest of Vrindavan. But there's other forests. There's Bahulavan, there's Madhuvan, there's Kamyavan, Bilvan, Mandiravan. So of all those forests, Vrindavan is the best. And in Vrindavan forest, Nandagram and Panchkrosh Vrindavan, 10 square miles Prikram, and Barsana, in those places, Govardhan is best. And of course, within Govardhan is Radhakund. So here is the question for you that is the essence of Gaudiya Vaishnav philosophy. What makes one place better than another? Even in the material sphere, what makes your living room better than your office? Even if you are a high court judge, and sitting on a big seat where people are offering you respect, what makes the living room better than the office? So there's a science of space. What makes one space better than another? Anybody would like to guess? What?
More intimate,
yes. Yes? You're closer, people are there? Yes. Very good. All nice. I was once in a room with Prabhupada. And he asked the question. He said, so you call yourself teachers. What is the purpose of education? And everyone gave the right answer. But Prabhupada wanted a particular one. So one answer came out. So you all gave good answers, but there's a particular one. But it's all related. What makes one space better than another is the facility that space gives you to exchange intimate love.
Wonderful.
The one space is that the office, if you're the high court judge, it gives you the facility to enjoy only one type of love. Jai, respect. Respect. Holiness Bhakti True Swami explained in Vaishnava etiquette, respect goes up, affection goes down. Mercy goes down, respect. So you can respect. And therefore, it is the environment to facilitate that type of love. Very, very high seat, formality, distance, etc. And then, when you're in the living room, right, you have equal seats, and they're cushioned, and they're udipans for family affection, and pictures of relatives, and different things where you can exchange more intimately. Therefore, the space is higher. Reading in Bhakti Sandarbha, very interesting point. The supremacy of Krishna in terms of a manifestation of the Absolute Reality is his loving relations. At the end of Bhakti Sandarbha, I just got up to that, it explains in the Raganuga section. The supremacy of Krishna is supremacy is personality, not position. Because we have very powerful people who are not nice. So their supremacy is not position, it's personality. And personality is the ability to exchange love. And one place is higher than another based on that. So, these places, they get higher and higher. So we've come now, even Vrindavan forest, so beautiful, intimate love, right? Then Govardhan, more. And in Govardhan, Radhakund, why? Well, more intimate love, because it's very secluded. See, seclusion allows intimacy. Right? Let's say a boy is first meeting a girl and they're meeting in the living room of their parents. Right? So they want to open their hearts to each other. But then, as they're talking, the father walks downstairs, goes past the living room, goes into the kitchen, gets something to drink. It's limited. See, so Radha Kund is very secluded. It facilitates intimacy. And when are the pastimes at Radha Kund? They're at noon. What happens at noon? Everyone in India has eaten and is sleeping. Very intimate. And also, Govardhan. What is that verse about? Maybe you remember the verse about caves. The second verse of the that Astakam. The second verse. What's the second verse of that Astakam of Govardhan? The first one is Nijapati Bhuja Dandat Chatra Bhavam Papadya. Pratihatam
Pramadamadana Dila Kandare Kandare Te
Pramada mandana lila kandare kandare te rachyati navayunor dvanvanasmin namandam itikala kalanartam lagna kastadnayor me nijanigatani vasam dehi vidantam. Pramada mandana lila kandare kandare te. Pramada mandana lila, this loving lila happens here, kundare, in each and every cave. It supplies for this intimacy. So this is a very special place. And under the guidance of the spiritual master and the Vaishnavas, you can enter it. I think you have Bhurijan Prabhu's book there. He's a very wise person. So many things. I think once, I forgot, maybe it was his class, he was saying, we can't appreciate the Dham. But why do we go to the Dham? Because it's so sacred and there are people here who can. So we come to get the association of those people. And following in their footsteps, we can enter into the Dham. When I take people on parikram, we sometimes start at that Govardhan palace. And I say, okay, look at Govardhan now. Then you do parikram. And at the end, you look at Govardhan. You're seeing a completely different thing. Because perception is dependent on consciousness. Premanjana charita bhakti valochanena. When you actually have the right consciousness, you can see in the proper way and you actually see the Dham. You'll see something so special. You may not see it at the beginning, but if you follow the practice and the process, you'll see it at the end. Narottam Das Thakur has given us a mantra for seeing the Dham. Vishya charya kabe shude habe man kabe hama he rabo shri vrindavanda. You see, when you want to, you see camera here? How do you take a picture? Two things are required. To get that, see actually what's there. Two things are required. Perspective and focus. So the focus is Vishayacharya Kabe Shude Habe Man. When you're free from the desire for sense gratification and your mind is peaceful, you will actually see the Dham. And how does that happen? That happens by being in the Dham, under the guidance of Vaishnavas, and concentrating on Panch Anga Bhakti. Just always chanting the holy name, always worshipping the deity, and Govardhan is, what a deity. When, what?
What a wonderful big deity.
Yes. Big deity. Govardhan, worshipping Sadhu Sangha, associating with devotees. And first class Sadhu Sangha means more advanced, like-minded, and affectionate to you. And hearing Krishna Katha, and then Mathura Vas residing here, the consciousness becomes purified. And then you see something very special that you cannot see just with the eyes. And you'll understand the intimacy of this place. And that is the essence of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Why Rupa Goswami, why is Sarup Damodar
when they saw Rupa Goswami, what did they say to him? How could you have understood the mind of Sri Chaitanya? And why did they say that to him? Because when Lord Chaitanya was dancing in the Rath Yatra festival, in this process of bhakti, we understand that our goal is to develop devotion and to nourish the devotion. You need appropriate songs and poems that encapsulate, embody that devotion. And that brings it out. That's the nature of poetry. The nature of poetry, it just doesn't tell you that this is an emotion. It recreates it. And if you have a particular love that you're aspiring for, and you chant that poet, that poem, it brings out that devotion. Like if it's the disappearance day of Srila Prabhupada, and you're feeling a sentiment, the whole purpose of poems and music is to bring out sentiments, to help you realize them. So you have that sentiment of separation, but then yaya nilo prema dana karuna prachu. See, it's so Lord Chaitanya was dancing in the Rath Yatra, and he had this very, very deep sentiment. And the sentiment that he had, because who is Lord Chaitanya? It's Krishna, who wants to relish the love of his devotee. Which devotee? His topmost devotee, Srimati Radharani. When? At the height of her love. So Lord Chaitanya wanted to experience that. And one of the leelas of the height of Radharani's love is when she met Krishna at Kurukshetra after 96 years. And although Krishna was there, she was in separation because Krishna was in the dress of a king surrounded by subjects and therefore was limited in heart to only reveal himself as the affectionate master. And actually, that's not Krishna. In Ras. So, she was in separation from her lover. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when they asked him, where would you do bhajan? If we can give you any place to do bhajan, where would you do your spiritual practice? And he said, Kurukshetra. And people are saying, Kurukshetra? Dharma Kshetre, Kuru Kshetre, Samaveta, Yayutsava, Yada, Yada, Hidharmasya, Glanir, Bhavativa, Kurukshetra. Oh. They said, why? He said, because that was, I am Radhika Dasyam, I am the servant of Radharani, and that was her greatest moment of need. So, that sentiment of Radharani, of love for Krishna, in separation, in union. And the mood of this Rath Yatra is actually Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra is taking Krishna back to Vrindavan. So Lord Chaitanya was filled with these sentiments, but they were so deep, so esoteric, that no one yet, at least in this yuga, had realized them. So no one had yet written a song or a poem about that lila. So Lord Chaitanya was searching, because the example would be given of a young teenager who is feeling some infatuation and the emotions are churning. There are so many songs they can sing to release the feelings and increase the feelings and relieve the feelings. But there was no sentiment. There was no song yet. He did not know what to do. So what he did is he remembered a song from a modern Sanskrit romance. It was classical, but it was still mundane. And he began, because the sentiment of that drama paralleled the sentiment of Kurukshetra, he began to sing that song. And he was dancing in Rathiatra. And he was saying, it is the same moonlight night of the month of Chaitra. And the same sweet Malati breezes are blowing in the air. But I am not happy here. Take me back to the days of my youth under the some type of tree. So when Lord Chaitanya began to sing this song, everyone was shocked. It would be kind of like if Satchinandana Swami was in Rathiatra and he put his hands in the air and he started to sing, "She loves you, yeah, 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 she loves you." People are like, "What is he? What? What is he singing?" There would be scandal. Must have been a good joke. The birds are laughing. That's good. So what? What is he? What is? So Lord, it was like that. No one could understand. But Rupa Goswami, because he got the mercy of Lord Chaitanya by his attitude of service. By his attitude of service, Lord Chaitanya, he has the mercy because of his attitude of service. He understood, so he went back and he wrote this poem in his handwriting, which is like a row of pearls, and he put it on top of the roof to dry. And when Lord Chaitanya came back, he looked and he saw that it was a beautiful poem expressing the mood, the story of Radharani's sentiments at Kurukshetra. And he said, "This is so nice. Now I have something direct to chant. I don't have to chant the mundane songs that people will misunderstand. I have something direct." And then Sarup Damodar looked at him and said, basically, "Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhuta." How has he understood the mind of Lord Chaitanya? So what was that mind of Lord Chaitanya? The mind of Lord Chaitanya was the mood of Radha. And what was the mood of Radha? The mood of Radha is that Krishna means Vrindavan. Because there's one God. But when that God is at home and can reveal his heart fully, that's Krishna. Krishna is the rasa. It's the same person. The same person's the high court judge. The same person is the lover. But the real person is when that person reveals himself. You maybe see someone on the street. Are you seeing the person? It's a stranger. The real person is the heart. And the heart is only revealed in love. And it's only revealed in a setting that facilitates that exchange. So that's Vrindavan. And that's the speciality of our Gaudiya Vaishnavism. So somehow or other, we are sitting now in this sacred place. where those sentiments are there. And by coming here, under guidance of Guru and Vaishnavas, and doing kirtan, and hearing katha, and worshipping the deity, something of this comes to us. And this is the greatest treasure. Just this sentiment and understanding. And we'll carry it in our hearts. And that's the mercy of our Guru Parampara.
Thank you so much. Gaur Premanandi
Hari Bol.
Hari Bol. Hare Krishna. I want to thank you very, very much, Maharaj, that you have
really explained to us the sacredness of Vrindavan Dham, where Krishna manifests himself fully with his divine sentiments. And we were charmed by also your enthusiastic delivery, where you apparently felt some joy. Your whole body was shaking with excitement and appreciation and gratitude. And we have certainly understood that we have a good example here.
That's dovetail passion. You may see
other things. Hare Krishna. I would like to ask Sachi Devi now to sing with us a glorification of Giriraj Maharaj. Thank you.
After my class, you'll still be here?
Yeah. Yes, I will be here. I will have a little 100% take longer time.